I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Richard A. Tapia, who is giving an invited address at the Joint Mathematics Meetings. Richard is University Professor at Rice University, also the Director of the Center for Excellence and Equity in Education. And the title of his invited address is The Remarkable Journey of the Isoparametric Problem from Euler to Steiner to Weierstrass. So, Richard, that is a long journey. Can you tell us about it, your talk?
This is one of the most wonderful journeys in mathematics, and every person who knows mathematics is aware of this topic. I mean, perhaps the isoparametric problem, in other words, how do you put a piece of string on the table so that it encloses the largest volume, okay, is one of the, I would say, probably the best-known problem in mathematics. But not only is it best-known problem, it was essentially one of the motivators of contemporary mathematics, because many of these people that we're talking about, like Euler and Lagrange and Weierstrass, they built mathematical theory to solve that problem. So I say that problem caused more creation of contemporary mathematics than any other problem. And everybody thinks they know about the problem. And I did too, until I started studying it in detail, found out there's lots of little details that are not known. And I teach it in my class. And so when I teach it in my class, they all say, wow, I didn't know that. So I want to share with the general public my understanding and my detail about something that they all think they know everything about.
Now, you mentioned Lagrange. Is it true that Lagrange multipliers came from trying to solve this problem?
That is absolutely true. But they weren't created by Lagrange. They were created by Euler. So Lagrange multipliers should be called Euler multipliers. But Euler himself was so impressed with the young Lagrange when he was 19 years old, and this is all roughly about 1750, he said, I don't want to call them Euler multipliers. I'm going to call them Lagrange because I'm so impressed with this 19-year-old young mathematician. And so in class, I often argue, does Euler have the right to give away his credit for his own creation? And then a lot of students say, well, yeah, it was his. And I say no, because it was a place in history it should have been marked. But anyway, the answer to your question is absolutely true. Absolutely true.
And so, Richard, is there anything else that you'd like to say about the topic or your talk?
No, just that it's going to be a topic that should be of interest to everyone. And so there's a lot of interesting components. And it's not difficult. Even though it took thousands of years to solve this problem, you know, the first solution was due to Weierstrass in 1879, and yet the Greeks were concerned with this problem. Even though it took 2,000 years, when we get there, the proofs that I give are really quite straightforward and quite simple. I argue a little bit that I could almost show them to a high school student. Okay? Not quite, but for good high school students, they could understand what I'm going to be talking about.
So that's Richard A. Tapia and his invited address, The Remarkable Journey of the Isoparametric Problem from Euler to Steiner to Weierstrass, is a joint AMS-MAA invited address, and it'll take place Monday morning, January 12th, at the joint meetings from 11:10 to noon in the main invited address room, the Lila Cockrell Theater. Richard, thanks very much for talking to us.
No, thank you. I enjoyed it.